Let me begin by congratulating the chairperson, Yahya Olajuwon, for the excellent leadership that he has provided to the CFS over the last 2 years, and to the outgoing HLPE chairman, Mr. Swaminathan, who has been, as he always is, an admirable leader on the issues of importance to this committee. Honorable delegates, the world needs a strong and effective CFS. As the foremost global multi-sector food security platform, the CFS supports our collective vision and our required collective action. Together, we shoulder an enormous responsibility, but our burdens weigh nothing in comparison to the suffering of the 842 million chronically undernourished people depending on us to get it right. Last year at the CFS opening, I spoke about how we have never been more united in our commitment to the fight against hunger and of the crucial role of the revitalized Committee on World Food Security. Since then, progress has indeed been made, not only in how we as agencies work together, but more importantly, progress has been made on our shared goal of eliminating hunger and chronic malnutrition. As Director General Graziano da Silva highlighted and President Nwanze further explained, this year's jointly published SOFI offers us a bit of good news. The numbers tell the story, but the real cause for celebration is not the numbers themselves. The real cause for celebration is that the numbers irrefutably prove that we can achieve the goal of zero hunger. The tools exist, the knowledge exists. What we lack is the necessary global public will to support a sufficient and sustained investment. Achieving the goal of zero hunger will require a concerted, sustained effort by all, including governments, the international community, private sector, and civil society. The CFS, as the global platform for communicating on the issues of food security, must help generate and maintain this requisite, concerted public will. Importantly, the SOFI report also reminds us that in too many countries, and particularly the emerging economies, undernourishment and undernutrition continue to coexist, creating a double burden. And in too many countries, rates of undernutrition substantially exceed the actual prevalence of hunger. The SOFI also reported that some 1 in 4 children under 5, our next generation, are physically, mentally, and most importantly, and tragically, permanently stunted. As a global community, we recognize the importance of providing nutrition-enhancing intervention, particularly in the first 1,000 days of a child's life. Throughout our work together here at the CFS, we must not only provide the platform for dialogue on the issue of global nutrition, but we must also embrace the solutions put forward by the Sun, the SCN, REACH, and the recently agreed upon UN Nutrition Network. This way, we can bring the unique benefits of the CFS's convening power to support the country-led strategies that are beginning to make a measurable difference to those children whose needs might otherwise go unmet. Achieving the goal of No Child Stunted is a pillar of the Secretary General's Zero Hunger Challenge. Ensuring that no person goes undernourished and that food is 100% available and accessible is also a pillar of the Zero Hunger Challenge. I point out these two pillars specifically because these are the two pillars where WFP can help lead. Yet, each pillar of the Zero Hunger Challenge provides each of our organizations with opportunities to lead. The Zero Hunger Challenge also provides an overarching vision that can support the work of the CFS as well. It offers us an achievable vision. if only we embrace the possibilities. Not through the creation of new platforms, but by using our collective mandates to pursue, communicate, and advocate the opportunity identified by each pillar. Achieving these shared goals requires that we work together throughout the year in various forums at the global, regional, and national level. As we all agreed during the CFS reform process, a successful CFS is fundamental to the global coordination of the wider actions that allow people to realize their fundamental right to food and nutrition security. This year's CFS agenda is again extensive, and each meeting, roundtable, and workstream in this session supports the achievement of our shared and common goal. The CFS includes challenging topics that requires careful consideration. Honorable delegates, please allow me to say it is important that every delegate here considers how the CFS goes beyond this annual opportunity to meet and in the 5 days ponders the way forward of how your deliberations will provide more opportunities towards achieving the goal of a food and nutrition secure world. The question is, how do we ensure that the outcomes of your discussions provide the requisite information and support to those who are working at country level? When this CFS examines the issues of protracted crisis, we must remember that conflict drives both hunger and poverty. The opposite is also the case. Hunger and poverty also drive conflict. We must identify the solutions that will alleviate the heavy and worsening burden that undernutrition exacts on people who live in situations of protracted crisis. For example, in the 1970s, just over 30% of the children in Yemen were stunted. Today, almost 60% of the children suffer from the symptoms of stunting. And in fact, the president of Yemen told me recently that poverty and food security are bigger challenges for his country than those of security and politics. Without food security and stability and development and stability are impossible to achieve. Again, we all agree. Social protection mechanisms and safety nets can provide a solid base to strengthen access to food security for the most vulnerable suffering from the effects of protracted crisis. Also, broad-based partnerships that fully include civil society and the private sector are essential to achieving sustainable change through social protection. And we recognize that no single organization, no single government, and no single enterprise acting alone can resolve all the challenges that will eliminate the oxymoron of protracted crisis. Should the CFS provide a voice to these challenges? And if so, how will the CFS provide the voice to the challenges of protracted crisis beyond the meetings this week? Distinguished delegates, since last year's CFS, you will recall the Rome-based agencies, together with the CFS chair, participated in the Madrid high-level consultation on hunger, food security, and nutrition in the post-2015 development framework. As a result of our persuasive, unified and collective messaging, the high-level panel returned a recommendation to the General Assembly for a standalone goal for food security and nutrition. This suggested goal would, of course, include the requisite indicators for the necessary agricultural improvements. We must continue working together to ensure that the General Assembly does indeed vote to include a standalone goal for food security and nutrition. These important issues must not be subsumed into a poverty eradication goal. The global food security community expects Rome to present a unified position that to date has included and must continue to include the CFS as well as the agencies. Our collective leadership is central to ensure that the voices of those we serve continue to receive the requisite attention and support through a standalone goal on the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda. Honorable delegates, we have just over 800 days to achieve the 2015 goal of millennium goal of halving hunger. Since the goal was set, as the Director General pointed out, progress has been made. The SOFI report also notes that progress is ongoing. But let us not singularly work to support the post-2015 development agenda activities and miss any opportunities between now and the year 2015 to achieving the existing Millennium Development Goal. However, this will require us to act with a sense of urgency because we must move forward with a commitment to action. We must respond with activities that have both immediate and long-term impacts. We then must communicate our success with the same sense of urgency that we communicate our challenges. We must increase the global public engagement in support of a hunger-free world. In all of these areas and more, the CFS plays a catalytic role by engaging with people, with governments, and with the international communities. Honorable delegates, let me close by again stating, you have the commitment of WFP to supporting the CFS. Because the world needs a strong, effective, and vocal CFS. Thank you.